Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. An Indian WhatsApp rival is set for success. Google has failed to reach a settlement in Russia and Indian internet penetration is due to double by 2020. Confirmed that WeChat owner Tencent Holdings has helped the Indian messaging service Hike raise $175 million in funding. Hike, a rival to WhatsApp in India, already boasts 100 million users, but with Tencent's success with WeChat and its experience in growing a leading messaging app to act as a full-service platform, should prove invaluable. Currently, Hike targets the Indian market with features such as offline messaging to keep data costs down and the ability to communicate through images to break down local language barriers. Tencent said in a statement that the investment was made in order to understand more about India, which is one of the world's fastest growing markets in terms of mobile internet users. The Chinese giant has also confirmed that Hike will be available to work independently, but the two companies will work together in potential areas of cooperation. Following a court ruling in Russia, Google has failed to reach an out-of-court settlement with the state watchdog. It was confirmed last week that Google had been issued with a $6.8 million fine for abusing its position as the dominant company in the market by forcing the installation of certain apps onto Android devices. Following the ruling, Russia's anti-monopoly regulators, FAS, confirmed an out-of-court settlement would be possible if Google admitted to violations of antitrust laws. However, it's been announced by Alina Zaeva from FAS that the talks with Google had come to nothing and that the court should draw a line under the case. Google's appeal has been rejected. Indian internet penetration is due to double by 2020 from the end of 2015. According to a report by Nascom and Akamai, India will remain the fastest growing market and reach 730 million users in 5 years, in part due to the substantial increase in internet access in rural areas. India has recently overtaken the US to take second place globally in terms of internet consumption. The study also revealed that 75% of the 380 million new users will be using the internet in rural languages, potentially giving businesses an opportunity to target new areas of India. The Nascom president said that with the internet penetrating new areas of the country, it would create more opportunities for everyone. A survey from Mailjet has revealed that personalization in marketing emails is the most likely feature that will make UK users open the message. Over all age groups, personalization was seen as the most influential by 40% of respondents, with design and timing following with 34% and 21% respectively. However, within the 16 to 29 age bracket, design was judged to be the most vital attribute by over 43% of people. Meanwhile, the study also showed that less than 10% of those over 30 will ever click through from a promotional email if they're on a mobile device, with still only 18% of those people under 30 likely to do so. And finally, Baidu and Ford have invested heavily in Velodyne LiDAR Inc., a company that develops technology allowing cars to drive without any human input. The combined $150 million from Ford and Baidu will go towards manufacturing the next generations of Velodyne's LiDAR, or light detection and ranging, which is currently used on Ford's self-driving research cars. Whilst Ford looks to increase its fleet of research vehicles from 10 to 30, Baidu is also looking to expand its autonomous car branch by increasing the size of its research team, which will focus on robotics and machine learning. The Chinese company is already testing vehicles through a partnership with BMW in China, with Baidu's autonomous driving unit saying that the investment will accelerate efforts in autonomous driving. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.